Hi, this is Jay Grunke from The Balanced Runner at balancedrunner.com. Welcome to day two of the Mind Your Running Challenge. Today, we're going to delve into how it feels to balance yourself over your foot in mid-stance. If you're not familiar with that term, mid-stance is the point in your gait when you're most on one leg. So your knee, your ankle, and your hip are bent. Your other leg is swinging through. You're done landing, and you haven't started taking off yet. This is an important part of your gait cycle because it's the moment when the forces your body is subjected to are the highest. This is the moment they mean when they say you support more than 2 times your body weight with each step when you run. It's not when your foot hits the ground necessarily, it's when you're over your foot on one leg. And for that reason, having your weight in not quite the right place at that moment means a lot of extra muscular effort to support yourself and keep from crumpling to the ground. That can create a lot of stress and discomfort in your running. If you've been reading about running technique in the past few years, you've been hearing a lot about foot strike, better and worse ways for your foot to hit the ground. However, your foot strike is difficult to control and alter because it's the result of what you're doing with the rest of your body. However, by taking some time to feel how to balance your weight in mid-stance, your foot strike will tend to take care of itself, and you'll be laying the foundation for your running to get easier. So now take a moment to just run a little wherever you are. Could be that you pop outside to do it. Could be that you just run across the living room floor or up and down the hall in your socks. And notice that moment when you're on each foot. Maybe you feel some work in your legs at that point, or maybe not. Pay attention to what happens right after that moment of mid-stance. Do you feel like you make an effort to go forward from there into the air for your next step, or do you not really notice any effort? And your two legs might be different in this regard. Good, now stop running and find yourself a chair. And stand in front of that chair as if you were going to sit down, so it's behind you. And clear the space in front of you. So if the chair was at a table, pull it away. You want just open space in front of you. And so go as if you're going to begin to sit down in that chair. Bend your ankles, your knees, and your hips a little, about the same amount that you felt yourself doing in mid-stance just now when you were running. But of course, in this case, you're on both feet and you're bending both legs at the same time. So do that and then straighten up. And do it a few times, just as far as is easy. Sometimes people feel tension around their ankles or in their calves when they do this, in which case make the movement a little smaller. And no pushing, no pulling, no pain. And so once you've found a range of motion that's easy and comfortable for this, and no larger than what you were doing when you were just running, stay there. Stay with your legs bent and feel whether you notice any particular effort anywhere in your legs or in your feet. And then stand up and take a break for a sec. And now again, bend your legs and stay there. And now begin to shift your butt backwards as if you were gradually going to sit down in that chair. And the farther back you go, the more you'll feel your quadriceps muscles on the fronts of your thighs working. Can you feel that? It may not be massive, particularly if you do strength training for your legs, but you'll feel them kick in. There'll be a moment when they suddenly pop into action. Good. Now take a break for a second. Stand up. Now again, bend your legs and shift your hips backwards till you feel your quads start to work. And now gradually shift your hips forward again until that feeling goes away. Do this a number of times, back and forward, finding the place that you can position your hips with your legs a bit bent and not feel any particular work in your quads. Are your hips pretty much right over your feet? They probably are. So take a rest for a moment. And just to clarify anatomically, when I say hips over your feet, if you slide your hands down from the tops of your pelvis on the sides, where you would put your hands if you were angry at somebody, you slide your hands down from there, you'll find a hard knob sticking out the side of each, the top of each leg, your greater trochanters, and those will probably be positioned about in line with your outside ankle bones. Now here's why this matters. Bend your knees again and shift your hips backwards till you feel your quads kick in. And now try to do a little jump from there. Is it a bit hard? And now bend your legs and settle your hips in a place over your feet where you don't feel any particular work in your quads. And now try a little jump. Is that easier? If you're not sure, you can switch back and forth between those two options a couple of times to compare further. See which feels easier. So when your weight is a little too far back in mid-stance, so that your quads have to work, just as you feel here, to keep you from sitting down on the ground, it's a lot of extra work to push yourself forward and up, just like you feel here. This can be very irritating to your knees and to the bottoms of your feet. However, when your weight is right over your foot, it's very easy to go forward and up. Now bend your legs again and begin to shift your pelvis forward so it starts to move in front of your, towards the front of your feet. Just gently a little bit forward, not so that you're going to lose your balance. Just a little bit forward until you feel a little bit of tension appear in your calves, or maybe your toes curl, or you feel the soles of your feet tense. And once you've found that place where you start to feel tension in your calves, then reverse direction, shift your weight backwards again until that tension goes away. And now do that a few times, shifting your weight forward and backward, feeling where you are when the tension starts and where you are when it stops. And you'll probably notice that again, your hips are right over your feet, your hip joints right over your ankle joints, at the point where you feel no tension in your calves. Good, now take a break again. So here's why this matters. And I'll just explain this time because it's not so easy to demonstrate the phenomenon in this situation. Some people overlean so that they're or excessively lean forward so that their pelvis is in front of their feet in mid stance. And that makes the calves work. Though if they're flexible enough to let you actually get into that position, then they can usually handle this. But the problem comes when you need to swing your legs forward. Because your feet have been too far behind you, it's tough to bring them forward in time, and this can end up being very irritating to your hip flexors. And your legs can feel like they get heavier and heavier and are harder to drag along. So that place where you had your legs a bit, or not too much, bent, and felt no particular tension in either your quads or your calves is where you want your weight to be in mid-stance. So go back and see if you can feel where that spot is. And you may be tempted to try and look to see where that spot is. And you can try taking a look. If you have a mirror, you can go check. But do be aware that if you move your upper body around to look at the alignment of your feet and your hips, that's going to change your weight distribution and you'll feel something different. And anyway, though this might be interesting to see once, you can't coordinate your running by how you look because you can't see yourself when you run. You have to do it by feel. So that's what we're doing here, giving you a chance to feel this so you can look for the sensation to know where you're at. Good. Now take a break again. And now see if you can find that spot again And then shift your weight sideways a bit so you can lift up one leg and balance on just one foot. You'll feel some new things happen. Your pelvis might tilt sideways, though you should definitely keep your head up rather than tipping it sideways. And you won't feel square anymore, naturally. You feel square when you're on 2 feet, but on 1 foot, the fact is you have to be a different shape completely. So now try shifting your weight to the other leg. And this is your mid stance on each foot. And if you like, you can try running around a little now and seeing if you can find that feeling in your legs again as you run, as you pass through mid stance again and again. Resist the temptation to try and maintain the squareness that you felt in your body when you were working on 2 feet. The process of getting onto and off of each leg is something completely different that we're going to start working on tomorrow and over the following couple of days. But right now, we're just establishing a point of reference for, is your weight balanced over your foot once you get there? All right, that's it for today. Please leave a comment in the Facebook group letting me know what you experienced with this lesson and asking any questions that you have. And I will see you again tomorrow in day 3.